Time to get ready for the Larry and Needles Show. Hey everybody, welcome to Larry and Needles Show. I'm Larry.
I'm Needles.
And I'm Kiki.
We're releasing this late because your Woofers had a game. Wisconsin this weekend, and Larry had brand practice last night, so...
Technical issues.
Sorry to make you wait.
I got fucking hammered
last night. God bless America.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you how that worked out. Nice.
Yeah, I can't really talk about it.
You probably shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
It's very reckless.
I can see that smile on his face.
Yeah, I know, but no, it's not funny at all.
Here's the thing that I'm really happy about why I'm smiling is...
Because you're lying.
Spalding.
Yeah. That's why.
Spalding is off of house arrest.
Okay.
Finally.
He's about to get on house arrest.
And he can drink again. He's got a fresh brew.
He's got his own 40.
Speaking about Spalding, do you think that Joe Biden can fit his foot in his mouth?
Definitely.
What the fuck is going on with this guy? Literally, I love titties. I just don't walk around and stick them in my mouth.
I used to.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't put a fucking baby next to this guy. He's biting it. He's nibbling on it. Who the fuck just sticks a random baby's foot in its mouth? And don't you think that they would kind of cover that baby up? Because this guy's got a bad track record.
I wouldn't let my kid near that motherfucker for all
the
tea
people
in China.
That do?
They're crazy.
Is it that
you gotta
nuts,
be
dude?
Crazy?
Dude, it's like one thing to be like an old man grandpa and nibble on your like grandkid or something.
If it's your own grandkid,
or at the
maybe.
Playground, what Larry got kicked out for doing. The nibbler.
But yeah, like this
he's
is
a Batman. He's a Batman criminal.
It's at all the playgrounds. Yeah. But yeah, like this guy's doing this on national television.
Mm. Multiple times, multiple locations. This guy has been a pedophile just, every state.
I mean, I think I saw him backstage doing this.
He's fucking maniacally fucking sniffing people.
Dude, who's the old neighbor and family guy?
Which one?
Quagmire.
No, the old
Quagmire,
guy. That's the pedo.
Oh, yeah, the pedophile.
But you see, just
Family Guy. I thought it was Quagmire.
No, well, he's the
no,
he's the
guy.
Perv.
Oh, there's another.
Oh, there's an old guy with a walker.
Tries to get Chris.
They're like,
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys want a popsicle? I got some in the basement. But yeah, he's for Halloween.
He's
strong
and muscly. He's throwing the fucking newspaper.
But no, he's got a. For Halloween, the kids come to his house, and he's got a pumpkin right where his balls are. Like, go take one. Ooh, take another. Ooh.
But, dude, seriously, this fucking
guy this is,
cannot
this is
keep
Biden.
Baby parts out of his mouth, and he's biting them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
traumatizing the kid.
The fucking president. Is
of what? I don't know.
When this kid gets older, of his foot in this pedophile's mouth.
Yeah, right? Oh,
like, that's like
here's when
weird...
you were a baby and you met the president.
Yeah,
it's like, why did you let him do this to me, Mom?
Yeah, he bit you, he put his foot in his mouth, and then he sniffed you.
Dude, like, Biden sleeps with a poster like of the cover of that Nirvana album with the baby floating
yeah,
in the water.
Exactly.
That's like above his bed.
I don't think he sleeps. I just think they knock his ass out. Dude.
Seriously.
I mean, this guy is a fucking...
Let me tell you, here's my theory, and, and this is by my own...
My first time I got arrested.
Yeah, no. You don't want to go back that far.
Through my experience.
Yeah.
Here's what I see from Biden. I think that motherfucker's been dead since before he even became president. Because if you look at the guy, this just the shape of his skull, it's obvious that they got many actors playing him right
that's
now.
Fine. But I'm going to tell you, what do these actors have in common? They like to sniff and bite babies.
Yeah,
with a foot in their mouth. So I don't care if it's a different clone or what.
Yeah, I know.
All
I understand.
These clones have the same premonition to put a baby's foot.
Oh, they enjoy doing it.
A baby's foot in his mouth on live TV at a Halloween party, and people are like, what the fuck?
No, it wasn't just one baby.
Well, no, but I'm just saying.
I mean, he was chewing
baby,
on an ankle, he was chewing on some toes.
I mean, is there not the problem?
And these
is,
people were just like, get in there.
And then he comes out as a panda.
I wouldn't let that motherfucker near Spalding.
What's that?
I wouldn't let that.
I want to see what he does to a fake baby.
I think Spalding.
That'd be hilarious.
Spalding
this
probably
baby's dead.
Yeah.
Who don't we taste, sell its body parts to?
Don't taste like the other black
Call
babies on
Planned Parenthood.
But no, that thing coming out as a panda, I mean.
His wife, I thought. Wasn't it Jill? Dr. Jill.
Could have been.
You
better
say
you know
her right name, you son of a bitch.
Do you know the significance of the panda,
the
though?
China.
Yes, panda eyes. No,
China.
Panda eyes.
Right.
Or it's a panda.
Needles, no. Right.
I told
he's
you
a
to look
pedo.
It up.
Oh, that's two. Yeah, yeah.
He's a pedo.
Well, it goes both ways. China,
there's no way that that was Joe Biden in that panda suit. That was somebody else.
Dr. Jill, you son of a bitch. You're going to get slapped tonight if you keep on misusing her name.
But like,
with her official title of not being a doctor of anything.
Yeah. Oh, she's a doctor, all right.
I don't
If I was sick, I would rather have someone else do it. I bet you I saved more lives than Dr. Jill.
You probably have.
Well, it depends. Children's lives or adult lives?
Adult lives.
Children lives, no way. I mean, come on.
No.
I mean, how the fuck can you just, like, look at your dad, your kid, you're like, it makes the Ashley fucking, diary sound a little bit more, you know, every time
Ashley
you see this
Biden.
Guy, he fucking doesn't know where the fuck he's at. Well, first, but he knows, let me tell you, he don't know where he's at, but once you put a baby in front of him,
he knows what he likes.
Motherfucker comes to life.
Yeah.
Like, he knows
he don't
he
know
he's
where he's at, but he knows
like a fucking
step.
Boil once you put that dick in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus, who lets them get away
you
with
mind if
stuff?
I just chew this one off?
Yeah. Giving them fucking herpes and shit, and you can look that shit up, and the Moyle's giving babies herpes. You can look that shit
on purpose. Needles?
What's that?
On purpose?
No, but they would suck the blood out of their
oh, they
out
suck
of
the blood off the dick?
Yeah.
Like fruitcakes?
Who the fuck lets that, who does that?
Look at that.
I mean, that
oh,
is
oh, man, that changed our sound. That changed our sound.
Okay.
How the hell
I mean, I could hear it with the headphones. I'm sure they won't hear it.
Well, you probably heard the click.
No, I heard the click loud and clear, but when I turned the thing on...
Oh, it's got a vibration.
All right, cool. All right, that's enough.
Little 60 cycle.
Well, stop turning it on and off, you dummy. What is wrong with you? Jesus, are you too fucking...
It's like a baby's foot.
I swear to God.
Okay, I got a story for you guys.
Oh, boy, real
imagine
fake.
This girl. She fucks her way to different
is
positions.
Is this a joke?
No, this is a true story.
Okay.
I like
and she fucks and sucks her way up the ladder, okay. And she gets the next higher position.
You better say her name right too.
Yeah.
And she gets to the very top, and finally she's at the very top, and she's running for fucking president.
Oh, God,
and there's
this
nowhere else to fuck or suck to get any. You know, everyone sees that she's a fucking idiot. Her name is Camel Toe.
What is this, fucking Aesop's Tales?
No, I'm just saying, it's really like, it would be a great movie where this somebody fucks their way to the top and they get so high up there that they're like, yeah, and it's such an important job that it's like overwhelming and freaked and it's fucking crazy.
Listen, man, fucking.
That's what we got going in real life.
Dude, when we hire new guys,
she's like baffled now.
Yeah, when we hire new guys, I have a cup of coffee with them at the gang box, and by the end of that cup of coffee, I
know
what they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't fucking, you can lie all you want. But
every time you say gang box, I can't help but think, lock the gang box for liquid lunch.
It's so funny that we have more strict fucking ways of hiring people with a job. You know, I'm an electrician.
Than
so
the
I
president.
Mean, at the same time, I don't trust this guy with my life. Do you think I don't trust this fucking broad?
Yeah.
Here's my other thing, too. We're going to repeal the 19th Amendment. All right?
Yeah.
But there's this new movement saying that to do that, then we don't have to tax women. So they
don't
have to pay taxes anymore.
That's fine.
You know what?
I'm
down
with
fair
that.
Trade.
I'll turn it into a tranny. I have to have a girl now.
You're transitioning.
Yeah, right? I don't have to pay taxes.
Hey.
I don't give a fuck.
Seriously.
But no, seriously, think about this.
Hey.
All these fucking people do.
It sounds like a great idea.
A woman?
Women shouldn't be taxed anyway.
Well, here. Okay, that's just another side story. But all these videos
except
I see
me.
Of the fucking, all I see of the fucking, what do you call it? Women, though, it's like, oh, she's a woman. And abortion. It's like, okay, what about other shit, though? Like, that's all you care about? Come on.
Well,
you can't be thinking, you can't be voting with your fucking heart and your emotions,
it's like, that's it. That's
there you go.
All...
No more taxes. No more voting. And then I'm going to make a new amendment. There's 27 constitutional amendments.
Let's make it 28.
Now, the 28th, this is what I'm petitioning for, is women cannot run for office of any political stature. And they can't be cops.
I mean, isn't that common sense?
Well, you'd think at that point in time.
The cop that pulled me over and gave me my one speeding ticket that I've had in the last 20 motherfucking minutes.
You're lucky she didn't shoot you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I would have shot you.
He's trying to run. Yeah. He's just getting up.
Kicks him in the back.
Yeah.
No, she insulted me. First off, she accused me of my scooter being stolen. And then, and then she said, this thing's seen better days, huh? And I'm just like,
and
you're
like,
so
is your pussy.
Yeah, right?
And both of them had rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah.
That thing I'm smelling from here.
You better not enough mace to cover that.
Turn the AC up in your vehicle, sweetie.
Actually, turn the No AC and no heat in the winter. Smells like a fish den. Yeah,
it's not a fish fry in that car.
Thought it was a tilapia farm. So is that what you're looking for, Nemo?
You're going to love this, Larry.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I talked to Kiki about this, so he knows. So jaywalking is now legal in New York City. Can you guess why?
Because of the bums walking wild.
No.
Tell me.
Okay, so they gave 800 tickets in 2024 already, and 77% of them are black and Hispanic people.
So it's racist.
Yes.
It's racist. And
so now the people that are committing the most crimes, it's racist to say that call they're committing them out the on most it. Crimes. Yeah. So now they're just quashing all these tickets, all right? So now people could just fucking,
And, well, but you know, anyway, everybody
is. The city's hurting on money. Like, tickets are a big, revenue.
Here's the thing, though, man. Yeah, everyone knows that blacks are fucking, 12% of the people, and they cause at least fucking 50 to 70% of the fucking violent crimes.
That in a little while.
Yeah. Well, I'm just guessing. Yeah. I'm just guessing. I'm pretty damn close.
The FBI statistics will validate that.
Well, yeah, well, now that they've, but they also altered those.
You know, anytime you hear about a gang of kids beating the fuck down out of somebody to death and shit, it's never a bunch of white kids. Occasionally it is those fucking kids in Colorado. There's a couple of fucking gangs of assholes, but those kids were like rich kids and they were almost doing it to be
just to have fun.
Yeah, it was so fucked up that they fucking pulled, you know, picked out a kid in a crowd and start beating him down at like a movie theater and shit like that. That's fucked up. There's still goofy fucking kids like that, goth kids, punk rock kids.
There's pieces of shit in every race.
Problems.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It's fucking. But the problem is that.
But for the most majority of it, man.
Look at prisons, how many people are in the prison system.
Yeah.
It all boils down to economic disparity.
And pretty soon it's going to be, you know.
What's that?
Well, everybody's going to be let out because it's racist to be in prison.
Well, everything is racist, but you can only cry wolf so many times. That's the problem. Once you wear it out.
I mean, I don't know how it is in other prisons around the play, the world.
Oh, wait. Anyway, I have
the country, but I know how it is in the places around, you know, like jails, county jails here, around here, this area.
But it's all the same.
You know, because there's certain counties where it's not so bad to get locked up in as it is in other counties.
Well, but it's not about that.
We know that.
It's about statistics and numbers. It shows, no matter what, the overall national. So then also, the back end of that story is 158 Democrats voted against a bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes.
Man.
Because that's racist, too.
It's okay to have sex crimes.
So you can have a sex crime, and most of these people get put on house arrest, and they just disappear.
Sure. Yeah.
And they don't, or you know, they don't come to court. Failure to appear. They even said in Illinois that since they started using cash bail, crime has gone up 40%.
Yeah.
And failure to appear is like 600%.
Dude, if I was a criminal, like, I'd be doing this. I would have. I'd be like nuts, Santa. Man. Yeah, Christmas
speaking
is coming
of
early, man.
It's right. It's Christmas time. Speaking of numbers going up, everyone's all up in arms about the abortion thing. Roe versus Wade. Blah 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 blah. Do you know that abortions have doubled since they fucking changed that law back?
Well, that's, you know, I don't
and left it to the states that the numbers at least.
I don't believe in that.
But what I heard is they doubled.
Well, you know, here's the thing too. When it happened, Supreme Court changed it. There's only 13 states in the country that don't allow abortion. And I guarantee there's probably some.
Well, the funny thing they made
backdoor
is like,
abortion.
You
got
to go through. You got to cross state lines to get an abortion. It's like, bitch, how about you close your legs first?
Well,
like,
how many different forms of contraception?
I remember in the old days, man, like some older people I knew, man, they might have had to go do some crazy shit somewhere that's not in a legitimate fucking facility. Not that those facilities are all that legitimate anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this is kind of perfect advertisement for
Tom's.
If you don't want a rusty hanger, we got sterile stuff.
Oh, man. Tom's isn't down with abortions.
I got a great flag fact.
Tom is a Christian.
He is.
Flag facts for fags. That's going to be this segment. So, you ever heard of the Bellamy Salute?
No.
Okay, so
is
the
it
Bellamy,
Bill Bellamy, the rapper?
Yeah, it's just a black guy. And the Bellamy salute, identical to the Roman and German salute, was used in America. To salute the American flag for decades.
Oh yeah.
See, I just asked you if you knew about it, and you said
no. But I've seen people doing that.
Okay, so whatever.
I didn't know the name of it.
From 1892 to 1942. In 1942, Congress amended the flag code and replaced it with hand over heart. So Americans wouldn't look like Nazis.
I was just going to say, that is amazing.
That's a cool, it used to be because you know what?
Like, there you go.
Hey, I got a Rage Against the Machine, an EP album from back in the day, and it shows the kids all standing in the classroom, saluting the flag.
Honestly, if you think about it, that's a way to salute
the flag. Did they do that to you guys when you were kids?
Make a salute the flag or hand over heart?
Yeah,
hand over
the
heart.
Not the Bellamy brothers.
The Bill Bellamy salute.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Bill Bellamy, did you ever see that movie, like How to Be a Player or something?
Yeah, oh, man, I don't think so. I might have.
It's actually, he's pretty smooth.
Yeah,
but I like it.
That shit's very funny. But no, that's pretty cool, though. Fucking, what do you call it? They'd say,
place your right hand over your heart. And I'd be like, right hand. And they'd be like, the hand you're right with, dummy.
Oh. All right, so I'm going to read some shit. So it's the first of the month.
The first of the month.
So I'm going to read my stoner thoughts from...
Today's actually the second.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying.
It was supposed to be the first.
Serious Larry. Get the fuck out of here.
Suck it.
All right, go back to Boys Town. In your face, ride your bike backwards.
Okay.
All right, Nagigger.
I know what that means. Do you want me to... What are we guessing?
Yeah, I don't know if we have to guess that. Nay Gigger.
I want to do a Tropic Thunder episode. I'm going to do it in blackface. You can be Simple Jack. And Larry can be the Jew Larry Grossman that Tom Cruise plays.
Yeah, dude.
And we'll let the we'll have the fans vote for what scenes we have to read.
I probably have the closest that's Grossman hands, but
obviously the never go full retard one.
Yeah. Never go full retard. Dude, so that's such an underrated movie. Like
the best is I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's got an Academy Award for that. Seriously. And an Oscar.
Across the board.
Come on. My movies were fun. Christmas is coming and we're having our annual Draw Muhammad for Christmas.
Who can draw the best?
And I mean, like, I'm talking like cool shit, like make Muhammad surf. You know, over the blood of infidels.
Yeah. And the winner...
With all his child brides.
And the winner will get one of the...
A free t-shirt. All our own merch. Well,
but they'll also have their picture printed on our Christmas card.
But they'll also get a fresh pair of panties one of our listeners sends in.
But what do you call it? And we have merch also, so we'll give you merch. It is very lowbrow, shall I say.
It's good, though.
Yeah. If that's, and it'll be a mystery one, too, and I probably won't.
We're looking for surprises, too. Yeah.
Well, we do have...
We
do have our prescription pad, our standard prescription pad,
we have stickers
logo,
and stuff. Yeah, too, so.
Yeah, merch.
Write your prescription.
Exactly.
Try to turn that in.
And
Oxys a lot.
Who the fuck is Larry Needles?
Put our phone number on there.
Yeah. Just scribble doctor. Yeah.
A cartoon called Shekel Squirrel.
Shekelstein Squirrel.
Hey, but this is a rough draft.
Yeah. I'm just fucking.
Or he just run, you know, he's like running through the tunnels of Gaza.
He's got two curls.
Ashkenazi.
He's got a big gut.
Niggolo Gigolo to Midget Gigolo.
I can definitely see that.
We talked about the 20. Oh, yeah. Ben Shapiro's sister, Abigail, should feed all the babies in Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With those cans.
Those jubes.
That's a great word. Jubes.
It is pretty good.
If black people flew the Millennium Falcon, do you think there would be a smoke alarm beeping the whole time?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, that made me laugh. Because technically it's
definitely.
Their house.
Dude, that's like one of the best stereotypes ever.
Well.
And they're like screaming. And the picture I sent you with the lady where the neighbors were complaining it's been beeping for 3 months.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, I couldn't figure out what was going on, how to stop mine from beeping. And I ripped that motherfucker down and it was hardwired into the house. And I'm like.
Wonder why it was beeping.
Yeah, and I'm like, man.
Oh, the battery probably still was dead.
Yeah,
it was dead. So yeah. I don't have a smoke alarm now. Ceiling. I did.
That's not a way to do it, but okay.
I couldn't figure it out. I took the battery all the way out, and it still beeps. And I'm like, how could it beep?
Well, because you disconnected it, so it's sending the signal back. So it's black face group instead of black. Man group.
You know why it started beeping though, right?
Why?
Spalding moved in.
Oh. Did you hear that? Black face group instead of blue man group.
They're playing buckets.
Chicken
buckets. They do play buckets.
That's why they're playing buckets. Well, Blue Man Group. Well, does Blue Man Group play buckets?
No.
Yeah, I think they do.
Shit.
Yeah.
I saw this motherfucker on North Avenue playing a bucket the other day.
That's blackface. Really, yeah.
You got to watch out for that shit, man. And then one more thing, porta hotties, which is like construction workers, like sexy construction workers in front of porta johns.
Taking a shit.
The door open.
Yeah. Looking around.
I thought you'd already have a camera installed.
What's that, in a porta johns?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Man, that's the last place you'd
have to scroll through too much bullshit.
If you want to start,
it's not worth it.
If you want to start a porta hotties thing, it's going to take some work. It's not going to come easy.
Yeah,
no, I'm not making scat films.
Well, no, you have a female one. You have one for only females.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would hope Larry meant that because it's all dudes, right?
Well, that's the thing.
These dudes aren't lookers.
No.
You'd have to have a women's bathroom, of course.
Thanks, Larry. That's probably a good start. I mean,
it's not a bad idea.
Real brain ideas over there. Check out the big brain on Larry. All right, buddy, you might as well just go set up a toilet cam. All right.
Basically, it would be in the stall, so yeah.
Yes, Larry, it would be in the stall. It would be a toilet cam. Not in the urinal. That'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, dude, like, I think they have like Russian fucking toilet cam porn.
I don't get into that stuff.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure. Oh,
there was that guy that got busted. I thought it was it O'Hare where he was putting like Saran wrap in the toilets, and the ladies were pissing, and then when he would leave, he'd go take the Saran wrap out of it.
I think we covered this before, but we could always over it again.
I mean, I just kind of gave the whole gist of it away. I mean, there's really not too much more to that story.
Yeah, I think that was covered.
I mean, you got the beginning,
the guy impact, was a fucking
pervert. And
then
he got caught, basically.
Yeah, like the Saran wrap. It was covered.
I really, the ambition and the moxie of some of these perverts is astounding.
Yeah, right?
Like, they will go to any lengths. I mean, the guy that's taking upskirt pictures of a lady at the mall, like, right? Ooh, you got to be a horn dog to do that, man.
Usually those are like in Asia. It's weird you see in these Asian
Guys. Well, yeah, but I mean, I think it happens everywhere.
Those are some guys
are so horned up when they see a skirt.
Yeah, they don't care who's around.
Jesus, man, calm down.
And
it's all because of the Jews and porno. What kind of fucking rabbi owns Pornhub? I mean, there ain't no. I mean, granted, the Christian. Yeah, the priest had a rough time with the kids, but,
Well, you know, it's like Mel Gibson says.
Oh, boy. He said a lot of
what
things.
What does he say?
And honestly, I'm on Team Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, he talks about, he's like, I don't know, he's like, what's real? They say there's a duplicate church, and this, the one we're seeing, with Fauci's best friends with the Pope and all this shit.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to judge these people by the fruits of their labor.
Right.
And their fruits aren't too good.
No.
So it's like, how do we know?
Judge a tree by its fruits. Right?
Yeah.
Or judge fruit by its tree.
That's
or
it.
So it's like, how do we know these people are all.
In Boys Town, I think they judge a fruit by its tree.
By its root.
By
its root.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's scary shit.
It's fucking scary, though. Everything is scary. That's a
dude,
problem.
Yeah. Any church that allows pedos to just relocate.
Right. It ain't a church.
Or
it ain't for God.
Or how about fucking countries that fucking harbor
it's satanic.
Won't extradite
it
them?
Is. I mean, most of the local churches, they have the right idea. They're not associated. I mean, they're paying their dues. But
well, you got to hope some of them aren't. You got to have faith, too, man. You can't just be a super fucking cynical until they prove you wrong.
That's the thing.
But then when they prove you wrong, you're like, I should
have
seen that.
You got to fucking, you got to be able to have discernment, too. You got to hope that God gives you discernment.
Got to hope that the parish doesn't fucking put a pedophile in there.
That's it, too. That's it.
I mean, you want to rely on God. These guys are fucking just pushing them around. Like
It's like,
yesterday's tomatoes.
It's like, hey, Mr. Priest.
Reverend Touchy.
Yeah. Can I see your papers?
Yeah.
You know?
Let me see the papers.
Yeah.
The papers.
Well, first of all, anything where you got to call the guy father He's not your father.
That's kind of weird, too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right.
You're a fucking faggot. Get the fuck away from my kids. Nobody, you know. There's one father. That's God. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and so by doing that, it just makes the whole thing, you should know right away that
sexual.
That is not fucking
communion
good.
Sexual.
None of that shit is good.
Getting on your knees and praying, that's sexual.
Hey, so were you guys, are there Korean pastors?
I got an Indian guy as our pastor, Pastor dude. Sam. He's an Indian from India.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, what dude. Kind of fucking amalgamation of the church are you going to? They don't have a pride flag up, do they?
No.
Oh, any place
here,
that
okay,
does.
Listen, that's why, that's, okay.
We
this
just
church,
the
this church was a, this church was part of some Korean church in the city,
North Korean,
some
right?
Christian,
exactly. Kim Jong Un pictures everything.
Exactly.
Supreme leader.
So, anyways,
he's the Lord.
They started putting up a fucking gay flag, and the people,
who did?
And the church that these people belong to. So, you know what they did? They're like,
burned
fuck you guys, and they split off. They're like, no, we don't go for that.
The Branch Davidians.
All right, good.
That's the church I belong to.
Yeah.
The Branch Davidians?
They broke off from the fucking ones that were flying the gay flag.
Did you guys white
swap? I don't know. I haven't, I've only been there for like since like April. But
no, but that's good.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's any white swap. Breaks off because of that?
Well,
I mean, listen.
So that's one good thing.
Oh, you know what?
At least, you know, I mean.
When I went up with this to Wisconsin today, fucking Trump signs with American flags.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I was down by Rollers, it was Harris signs and gay flags and pride flags and all this. Some of those is the fucking pedo sign on them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Holy like, fuck.
Dude,
yeah, the color that if you put four of them together, it makes a swastika.
Sure, sure.
Now
that's the new gay flag with the triangle on it.
Yeah, that's what we should do. We should do swastika.
I sent you that picture before a long time ago.
Yeah, that's what we should make, new merch.
Yeah.
We got a swastika pride flag. I don't know what it said the, out, though.
The meme said the ultimate pride flag, and it showed four of them together.
Yeah, they cut them in the corner.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, so did you see that thing I sent you about that pastor? He's he did the Sean Ryan show.
Oh, yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
He's the exorcist. He was trained. He's from Tennessee.
I heard of him, but I don't...
But it was interesting the way he was talking about all the exorcisms he's done already.
He almost seems like he did so many that there's not enough days in his life.
Well, he says...
Right? Like 3,000 or some 30,000?
I think he's just molesting
I don't know what
chicks.
He said, but he's saying that there was more and more happening all the time.
Is that mental illness, though?
Well, he says some are mental illness.
Yeah,
dude, he's like, there's a form people got to fill out. Like, because
got a waiver.
No, he's like, there's so many now. There's a form they have to fill out so we can actually go through and verify that it's actually like a demon, like it's actually possession
and
weird
shit.
Yeah, weird
shit.
Dump. But he's like, I was trained for 2 weeks, like 12 hours a day, and it's like hardcore stuff. They have prayers, and he's like, these demons, he's like, sometimes they can be possessed by like 20 different demons. Well, he's a priest. That's what he gets paid to do.
Man.
So keep going, Kiki.
Well, the cool thing is, I mean, well, not cool, but it's interesting how he talks about how, like, they have all these demons that possess these, you know, they're told not to ask demons' name. They don't want them to ask. But as long as they say the Lord's name, like, these demons, like, vamoose, they go.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a crazy old demon from the Old Testament, they're tougher to get rid of, like a... Who's the one that the Jews were sacrificing all their babies to? Like, it's the demon of abortion, the goat head.
That's probably
the
one that's the guy that they still fucking love.
Yeah, they say
the tranny god.
But they say that
the tranny Satan.
That's a powerful demon. Like, that's a lot more difficult to deal with. And they say, like, Ouija boards, any of these...
Bad shit.
You're opening the doors. Ouija boards, psychics... Any of these people that talk to dead people, it's like
bad.
He's like, they're not talking to your dead ones. They're talking to demons that were around when you were talking with your grandparents or whoever that know that one thing that nobody else knows.
Right.
Like, these are demons that are hanging out.
Right.
Well,
I believe that, Keith.
Well, you know what?
It does make sense.
It makes sense. It definitely
does. Yeah, dude.
But at the same time, they're so, like, listen, man, who the fuck
these fuckers are crafty.
Like, I didn't see any videos. Yeah. That's what I tried to look for.
Yeah.
And there were no videos of this guy doing that. Because
I don't want to see
that. I don't know if they record that shit, though. You know, I don't know.
They would for proof.
But he said, like, in Italy, there's, like, street vendors, like you go, like street exorcism, no, like you go to, because there's so many of them out there.
WAP. Fucking yeah. Meatball monkeys. I don't that know
is
about
so
that.
Ridiculous.
But like, this is like fucked up shit. But he said, this is like the most evil fucking generation we've ever had. Or like,
yeah, oh yeah,
because guess who it's pushed on us by? The fucking Jews. Every single yeah, thing yeah, that's yeah. going on right now. You know. The, what do you call it? It's like the Kansas City shuffle right now. Like, hey, look over here. We're just going to send in trannies and porn and fucking illegals. And what do you call it? Because here, oh, actually, this is something else, too, that I wanted to get into. So this fucking place, all right, I'm going to read you their mission statement. This is what the first thing that comes up on their fucking website is, we must combat xenophobia. Here's how we can.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
That's
their mission statement?
Lock
this is their
in
mission
it.
Statement. So basically, this is a leading Jewish organization called HIAS. Okay. It's like the Hebrew Immigration Society. I fucking forgot offhand. I'm sorry. But basically, what these people do is they're funding all of these people to come into the United States. They give them, they're like an NGO.
Oh, funding all these illegals?
Yeah, they've like, it's fucking crazy that, fuck, I had it right here. And it shows like where they work. Like they're, it's fucking, basically,
it's disturbing.
It's where they stand for a world in which refugees find welcome, safety, and opportunity. Fuck, I had this all written up, but I forgot it.
The problem is these people aren't refugees.
No, not at all. They're illegal. They're coming into this country illegally.
Well, here's the thing. Nothing means what it used to mean. They tainted the swastika. It used to mean good luck. Now it means a bad
thing. Well, India still
they took
good
the
luck.
Rainbow, which was a promise from God that he's never going to float us out again. And they made that into a gay thing.
You can always find a leprechaun in gold.
They
shit.
Took the word. Well, they mean, took the
never
word.
Trust the Irish
hey. They took the, right, exactly. They took the word gay, which used to mean happy, and made it into slang for homosexual. But now when you look at a gay guy today, usually these motherfuckers are miserable.
Well, because, yeah, I mean, look what, I mean, I'd be miserable,
a lot of times,
too.
Not all of them, but,
and
know.
Then here's the farce of the best thing. Drawing on our Jewish values and history,
it's twisting.
They stand for a world in which refugees everything. Find welcome, safety, and opportunity. You have to look in for a little bit.
Except
and,
in Israel.
Yeah, except in Israel. They don't open their fucking borders to anybody. Yeah. If you look down the Egypt side, how bad the fucking wall is there.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy, just like the Palestinians.
They still have, like, spikes on, or heads on spikes.
Yeah, they don't
over.
Fucking, they play by a fucking different set of rules. Which is completely crazy. Like, we were talking about the fucking guy, the dude that admits to running people over with the bulldozer.
Oh,
this guy.
No, like, he
that was fucked
even
up. That was
him.
Fucked
yeah.
up.
He admitted,
to
first
CNN,
of all,
right? To a CNN reporter?
Yeah, on CNN, this guy's like, oh, yeah, I was running over Palestinian people, which is a fucking war crime, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Like, at the Geneva Convention, it's like these fucking people are fighting over a plot of land that they technically started in 1917 in fucking Theodore Herzl, actually, with Zionism. And
the only thing
Lord
he
Rush,
knows about a
Lord
convention
Rothschild,
is don't tell his wife.
And then the Balfour Doctrine.
Yeah,
what's that?
That's it.
The only thing he knows about a convention is please don't tell his wife what he did when he was there.
Who?
The guy who ran over everyone with the bulldozer.
Oh, no, those guys are gay as fuck.
Geneva, well, whatever.
They're fucking raping people, too. Another on tape, another war crime. Dude,
they think nothing is wrong.
Dude,
with
Israel,
it. They think
the
it's
fucking
acceptable.
Jews have dirt on everybody. They're just getting away with shit right now. Nobody's even fucking saying anything. They're just bombing people.
And like even
it's
like
going out of style.
Even when America is like, you gotta stop doing this, they're like, no.
No, it's not fucking.
We do what we
but
want.
But here's more money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, here's the infiltration of our fucking government through AIPAC. We've already talked about this. FEMA, the Federal Reserve. Supreme Court is 38% Jewish. Fucking Janet Yellen, Mayorkas, all these people. And then that broad Maria Shekelstein down in
Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, now they're running. They got the south border. They got fucking North America. Dude, it's fucking nuts.
Mayorkas is just, he's got such a punchable face.
Oh, dude, that video that I sent you.
Well, Kennedy. Well,
dude.
Kennedy was Cruz
Needles.
Fucking crazy.
Needles. Back in the original book we read, that's 10 fucking years old or more, that's called Enemies Domestic and Foreign
domestic. What's the name of the guy who wrote it?
Written by Edward Henry.
Yeah, Edward Henry, great book.
And it said how the Mossad has its tentacles in every single
aspect of the U.S. government.
Of all, of almost everything,
well,
though.
There was
of
just
all branches, not only the government, but of Hollywood.
The banking system,
fucking,
Hollywood,
right,
fucking
everything.
The satanic cabal runs deep. And we also know that they 109 countries these people have been kicked out of. Once they kicked out of Spain, they had a great gold revolution.
But doesn't that raise like a red flag? How come nobody's asking, like, how come nobody likes you?
If I get kicked out of a bar 109 times, I blame the bar. You know what I mean?
No, seriously, like, how come nobody's asking this question?
That's how it's like, oh, this bar stinks. They keep kicking me out.
How come nobody likes you where you go?
Well, like, obviously, it's apparent.
It's a, you know, it's a head scratcher. You know, it's
like somebody didn't wake up one day and they're like, oh, I hate the Jews. I'm going to exterminate them. No. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. So, it's like, well, all right, what led to this?
At the same time, they're just going to keep on doing what they want, because no matter who wins or loses, the Jews still win in this competition of the presidency in the United States. If you look at this thing called Project Esther, I didn't know if you looked into that.
I didn't.
Okay, so Project Esther basically is this bill that they're trying to pass against anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're going to start with the people protesting the Palestinians. And then they're going to work their way down, basically, to free speech. And
so I was just going to say, so no more free speech.
Yeah, basically. So then they're just going to trickle down into people talking bad about Israel, when you're not being anti-Semitic. You're telling the truth. Yeah. That's the problem. People don't like to hear, 6 million Jews died. Okay, well, the proof and the facts and people on video have said, well, maybe that didn't happen.
Numbers skewed.
When they looked into these so-called gas chambers, I'm getting all riled up, they scraped the walls to see what was on there. And there was no Cyclone B. There was chemical agents that they were used to clean the place.
What's Cyclone B?
That's the gas that they said that they used on them.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no
and
shit.
If you even go to Wikipedia.
Yeah, Cyclone B.
Cyclone B. If you go to Wikipedia, which I don't trust at all, it even says that 1.1 million died. But if you're a Holocaust denier, because this is, it's just like the blacks with slavery. This is what they hold on to. This is what they hold above our heads.
Right.
If you don't believe this happened, then you are an anti-Semite, and now we're going to get the ADL after you, and we're going
to,
you know. And
then it's the same thing that happened to Irish, though, when they came here.
Well, the Irish
thing
were, well, yeah,
Italians.
they were,
same thing happened to Polacks, same thing happened to everybody.
Everybody's been enslaved.
And honestly, that's why, like, our grandparents, they were told, like, they told the children, like, my parents, like, no, you're not going to speak Italian, you're not going
to
speak Polish.
Right,
we're American now, we speak English.
And this is just for safety too. At that point,
you gotta blend in.
You couldn't be a four. Even though you stuck out like a sore thumb, and people knew. But it, you know, and then if you could look back, oh shit, I wish I remembered the guy's name that came up with the term, the Jew that came up with melting pot.
And that's
feminism,
a good one.
And all this,
you know,
crazy
shit. Where does these fucking curly cues come from?
I don't know. Like,
it's a part of the religion to not cut that.
But I want to know more about that.
Yeah, but what the fuck? They got curls? Like
Ashkenazis?
Yeah, but it's like.
No, that's Hasidic.
Oh, the Hasidics. Yeah,
Hasidics
that's it,
do that.
But it's like, I mean, why do you want to stand out like that? Just
because
that's
what
weird.
They
want to
do.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Is like,
man, when
here,
you go to certain parts of New York, they're fucking thick.
Dude, they have the Jew wire that they run all
over
the place.
That's,
and
but,
then you can tell where
but
else.
I'm just talking about those guys
vaccines.
With the curls. They got a place called the Diamond District, or they did, at least, and fucking...
Well, that's what started the...
My dad brought me there when I was a kid. They're there, and they're walking around with those black coats on and that fucking long little hats that Needles likes.
That big fur one, that thing's dope. I like that.
No, the little hats.
Oh, yeah. Tiny hats, big problems.
Yeah.
Whatever. The problem is, like I said, there's the Omo drain the swamp. You're going to find a menorah. That's all you're going to find at the bottom of that
swamp.
Well,
you're going to find a few menorahs.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, just one big one.
Yeah.
You know? And the problem is that nobody seems to care. It's the Jewish influence. Is like Larry said, the tentacles reach far.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about Maloney.
Deeper than you
could
imagine.
Caught, the Mossad was spying on the prime minister of Italy. I think that's what's called the prime minister.
I wouldn't doubt.
Four Mossad agents were arrested.
Wow.
They actually arrested these people.
Wow.
Which is unheard of.
Well, they may get arrested, but they may be released.
Well, yeah.
How did they figure out they were agents?
What's that?
How did they
figure? Well, they were tapping their phones. They were stealing information.
And they
traced
it back to these guys?
Yeah, because obviously they have to
do... Dude, they're in everything.
They're due diligence.
Yeah, they really...
Everything,
and the thing is, we fund them to fight against us. They are not our allies.
And they don't share.
They're the furthest from an ally.
Yeah, they do not share.
We hand them money with one hand. They slap our hand away with the other.
And give us a cut back.
They grab it. They grab the money first.
There's a couple
shekels.
There's a couple shekels.
Yeah.
You know? the fucking, why do we need you? What do you, what good do you do for us?
Well, that's the question. Drag us into wars. Yeah, what do you do for us?
Okay, we understand we let you into this country, and because we under the assumption that you were oppressed.
Yeah, well, and think about it, honestly.
Under false pretense.
Would we have issues with the Muslims? I mean, there's a lot of extremist Muslims that don't like any other religion or whatever, but they would be they would be in the desert and they'd be in Africa. But they'd have no chance of getting America. They'd have no beef with us because they couldn't have a beef with us. But now that we've backed Israel for many decades, now they can't stand us and they hate us.
That's why everybody has a beef with us.
Exactly.
It's because we meddle in everything.
No, it's because we used to have a big stick that we would wield with sanctions.
When we would go on tour, no matter what country, people were shocked that I would be cool or like that I wasn't a big fat guy or whatever.
That's a misnomer given by other
countries.
But
I'm telling you what people would tell me.
Yeah, that's
my
face.
That's
the media.
Wow, you're from America because they hate us everywhere, man. They expect us to be assholes. They really do.
It's all propaganda used against us because of a couple bad apples.
The propaganda is set to the point where they expect me to be like, fuck you guys.
Or just be rude.
I don't know what.
Be rude and just
Well, think about it. 50% of this country are idiots.
50? 99%.
Well,
I hope not that much, Needles. I don't agree with everything. And that's one of the things. I hope that it's not 99%.
Well, no. I mean, it's a high percentage of just ignorant, dumb people.
Yeah, there's 350 million, more than 400-something million with all the illegals that they've let in.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though, man. Even, like, in my gym, there's a lot of foreigners talking to a lot of these guys.
Okay, 25% of the country.
Yeah, well
I'll give you that.
Well,
how's
but
that?
These foreigners, I'm talking to a lot of them in the sauna, just shoot the shit. We're all on the same page, man.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And then
what? This is a big
all of a sudden, there's a hand on your leg. There's a hand on your leg, and you're all on the same page.
So we talk.
Exactly.
It's amateur stuff. They're in the sauna.
I guess so. I'm not used to that.
Would you like to head to the steam room?
What time are we at?
I think we got time.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Another 10 minutes
or
so.
Okay, just
want
to make sure Kiki's got to go pick up Chinese food for his mom.
I thought
girl needs Chinese food.
I thought he was going to a whorehouse at first when I heard the word Chinese.
Yeah.
No, it would be Asian.
I'm like, damn.
And wouldn't even
get it right.
It was funny though, because he's like ready Asian. To. He's like, I got to be there before they close. I'm thinking, wait a minute.
It's been a while.
Oh, this is funny. Remember we talked about that chick that used that suicide pod?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first lady, remember the suicide pods in Switzerland where you go there to die?
Yeah.
Listen to fucking this, dude. This is crazy. So she uses a suicide pod. So what they do is they put her in there and then they open and close it and make sure the seal works, you know, and then it injects nitrogen gas and it chokes you to death, basically. All right? This motherfucking thing malfunctioned, okay? And she was strangled to death by somebody that was there at the crew.
He's like, fuck it. Oh, my God.
Four people have been arrested. The head of the company has... So the first woman to use suicide pod had to be strangled to death due to malfunction.
Dude, imagine the guy working there. He's like, I'm now good, I'm malfunctioned.
This happened fucking yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That is fucking...
Isn't that,
Lord
dude,
have mercy on their fucking souls.
And I looked at another site, so
shit.
I think this is real. But this Philip Nietzsche, but that doesn't... That sounds
Wait,
made up.
It's kind of funny how it malfunctioned on the first try, the first go-around.
So, absolutely.
The pod never been used before. It allows in person inside the fucking device to push a button and injects nitrogen gas. And then they fall asleep by suffocation.
Do you know what the weird thing is?
So this was 5 weeks after the incident. So 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he was the only person present when the woman died, describing her death as peaceful, fast, and dignified. So
that's
shout
what he,
out
that's
to
what
fucking,
he was thinking.
Shout out to Willett. That lie. Dude, so they said fucking, then the prosecutor says, the Swiss prosecutor, he thinks the death might have gone differently. Raising suspicions that she might have been strangled in an intentional homicide. Maybe you're going to die peacefully. And
was she knocked out at right the time he strangled her? Was she already a little bit unconscious?
Probably.
Or was
that's
it
how
a
you like them, right? A little bit unconscious. That's your memoirs.
That's a title. Oh, I love
that's, that's a good one.
Dude, that's crazy.
Hey, I'm going to write that one down.
That's a good album name.
Yeah, and definitely it's a good something.
That is cool, dude.
No, but you know, was she a little bit unconscious when they started choking her, or was she, you know, choked out from the start and on force? Yeah. Or did she say, okay, fuck it, the thing malfunctioned, maybe it's a sign from God. No, bitch, we're going to kill you. You know.
You already paid.
Exactly.
Think about it. Do you fucking go there to go die and then just get choked out by some
That's
fucking
terrible.
Swiss dude in the fucking woods?
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I mean, I don't fucking...
This fucking...
Well, how the hell does this guy just decide, I'm going to choke her?
Well, you gotta make it, but think about it. When he's go to the corner, she's gonna have ligature marks, or you know what I mean? She's gonna have marks on her neck. Dude.
She have two big.
Yeah, she died in the pod. Yeah, she's been wearing a choker collar. Jesus, man,
that's fucked up.
It's
weird. Nitrogen, huh? I mean, isn't they say we breathe oxygen, but isn't most of the air nitrogen, like 70% nitrogen?
30% oxygen. I don't know the percentages, but
I thought it was like 70
I know we
nitrogen,
do. We are breathing in nitrogen, though. You're right. Well, maybe they put in something else.
I mean, 100%. So it's just nitrogen.
I wonder if they mix it in. I mean, they got to mix something in. There's another former Democrat mayor, I put in quotations.
So you just drift off to sleep, ideally in this pod.
No, she got choked to death, bitch.
No. not this pod. No. not on male
this
function.
This dingy broad fucking got fucking choked to death.
So this is probably going to deter people from wanting to.
Oh, you think, Larry? You could pay me $5,000, I'll do it.
Dude, this guy probably made up he made up a coupon. Yeah. If the tip machine doesn't work, we will strangle you. Yeah, strangle you.
They have 397 applicants.
Holy
That's
shit.
Fucking
that really,
disturbing.
That many people
that many people want assistance.
Dude, it's like,
that's
he
sad.
Need to bring that Kevorkian with his van.
Yeah, right.
Of tricks. And then, so this former Democrat mayor, Joel Bierman. Bierman.
Sounds fake
club,
as shit.
Yeah.
Of Maryland charged with 28 counts of possession and distribution of child porn. What is wrong with these people?
Well, here's the deal. I don't know if I believe...
Oh, don't you defend child porn.
I'm not defending it, but I don't just trust it anymore. Because all of a sudden, that's all they got to do to download to your computer's child porn. And then all of a sudden, you're...
He's guilty.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not one of the...
I'm not saying for this guy, but...
Okay.
You got to be careful with
that.
You
see your NAMBLA card. How many punch
holes
are on it?
I'm going to get rid of my computer.
You get a free sub, if you know what I mean, soon.
Oh, jeez.
Your 10th punch. Is that for ages, too? Your first punch all the way up to or you work your way down. I don't know how that stuff works. All I know is it's fucking disgusting and sickening. And that guy should have been dragged out in the streets, shown five people the evidence, and then shot right in the back of the head. And then
no, he should have been dragged naked by his feet on the front side.
He's got to be naked. With
no, well, this... Well, pedo? They got to be naked.
No, he needs to be killed. And
yeah, and the other thing is if they could find...
First.
If they could find any of the victims... relatives to distribute the fucking
beatings.
Yeah.
The death
that blows. Would be the best.
Well, yeah, an eye for an eye.
Oh, yeah, brother.
I mean, that works out.
Old Testament that
for
shit.
Pedo shit, yeah. I mean, that's deserving of eye for an eye.
Well,
that's like the only thing that Jesus... That's the only thing that Jesus doesn't go for. Like, he doesn't want to...
It's fucking rampant. It is rampant. Like, there is so much disgusting shit going on with poor children.
Yeah.
They need, those motherfuckers, they need to make send a message. Shoot you right in the fucking head, and then you know, keep on doing it to 100 fucking pedals, and maybe somebody will be like, you know what?
It's a bad idea.
Thailand sounds better than
it's
here.
It's like killing an older person, whatever, I get it.
Yeah,
I don't know
kids,
what that means.
You know,
what does that mean?
I can live with that.
Hey,
a
pedal
or just an old person?
Yeah. You see an old lady, you need some money to keep partying, and she's got her purse.
No, not even. He's just talking about killing
her
for sport.
But even that, it's like, all right, the person's lived a longer life. I'm not, like, that's not as concerning as, like, killing a child. That just gets me, you know?
Or doing just horrible stuff to it.
Yeah,
killing
like,
it is
even, like, abusing animals. That's another thing.
Absolutely.
I can't deal with that
shit. Hitler liked the animals.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bad guy.
He wasn't hitting his dog.
Yeah.
No.
I'll tell you what, though. Anytime there's an animal abuser, they turn out to be serial killers. And I'll never forget.
Well, not all of them, but.
George, our guest that was on here, I won't name names of his girlfriend at the time.
I just did. Wait,
all right. No, I'm not going to name. I'm not going to name. No, everyone knows George from a couple episodes ago. But I'm not going to. That was our most viewed one on YouTube before they started fucking shadow banning us. It's called Sexy, Sexy Girls or something like that. All right. And so there's this little boy that's the son of this, you know, chick that he's going out with. It's not his kid.
Hop
or
along,
nothing.
Cassidy. Come on. Let's go. Yeah. I'm the Levato.
And the kid is hurting animals and shit.
Okay. Oh, that's not good.
And I told George, this kid's going to grow up and be a serial fucking killer.
Mm-hmm. He just ate a lot
it's
of life.
It's a possibility, yeah.
Lucky charms.
I mean, wonder, though, that kid, you know, like right about now, he's at the serial killing age at this point. That was how long ago it was.
Yeah,
I wonder what's going on.
Jesus, Larry.
We got to get George on here, have him investigate, and then we'll get him on.
I don't think George is doing too much investigating right now.
He might want to investigate
about
something
into
like
some
that.
Kid if he's a serial killer. That's not something you really don't want to go
so
investigate.
So your stepkid?
No, but it's not hard. You know, you see.
Hey, are you a serial killer? What's he going to
No,
gotta
you
watch
see
him.
The mom and you say,
well, you start
hey,
going through
hey,
the kid's drawers, see if he's got any trophies.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird trophies around.
Yeah.
Ear necklace.
You look in his drawers and see if there's any fingers or ears or anything. Yeah.
They like to cut the nips off.
He's
for
got
some
nipples
reason.
On a, yeah, yeah. a chain.
He uses them as, like, what are those things? Conclatas or whatever.
They're called the.
He's got like metal. He
something.
Makes his own.
Yeah.
Or makes doorbells out of nipples.
Oh, he makes whatever.
Yeah.
He he's puts got them a whole like bunch. Eyes of pictures.
Yeah, he's got a collage.
He's really like nips. Where are you getting them from? None of your business. Yeah. I don't know. They take weird trophies, though, which is very
they
funny.
They do.
But.
Oh, man.
What do you call it? The fucking...
That's funny shit.
I think you could figure it out.
If the kid's a serial killer?
See if he's some kind of
well, wait a minute.
Why don't you try to figure it out,
if he's old
Larry?
Enough to be a serial killer, is he still living at home?
No, he don't live... He lives somewhere
no,
else.
No, you got to do a little research.
So Larry doesn't even know where this guy's at.
No. I don't even know the kid's
good
name.
Idea, right? Let's just say it on the over the air.
See if his house stinks a little bit.
Yeah, I mean... Go smell the vents when he turns on, yeah. Like Gacy.
Yeah, oh, man.
There's a lot. Why does this house always smell like bleach?
Oh, man. Dude, I'll tell you what, though. Those Gacy clown pictures.
Oh, Pogo, they're nice.
They get
yeah,
me every
Pogo
time
crazy,
still, man.
Dude. And it was like...
You
like,
want to buy one,
you know
don't
what
you?
You know what it fucking stands for? Polish on the go.
Oh, jeez.
Because it was always on the go, a Pogo. It was fucking...
Poking little kids on the go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah
on
but
the
dude,
go.
He was a man of town. He knew the governor, I think, mayors.
Dude, he met fucking Carter's wife.
Yeah, he was a...
Rosalind
Carter.
Smart,
fucking, he sniffed meth with her.
He what?
No, he fucking was, smoked crack with her.
He was old, though. He was old school, man.
Shit,
he was a drinker.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
they usually
fucking,
are. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're usually fucking.
Him and Rosalind drank down a fucking bottle of J&B.
I mean,
and then
just,
he puts
why are you saying just wait, the weirdest stuff?
Who was the bitch? Who was the bitch that had the fucking? Oh, Betty Ford.
Yeah, Betty Ford.
Oh. Man, him and Betty Ford sat there and drank down. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know at all what you're talking about. You're just making the weirdest shit up right now. After we just told you, I think it was Carter's wife.
Was it Carter?
Yeah, we just said that.
I said Rosalind. No, wasn't Rosalind fucking hitting the bottle too?
How do that I know? Looked, I wasn't there.
That bitch looked like a fucking like a.
That
banger.
Looked like a man. They're all men, I think.
Yeah.
I think Kamala Harris
so.
Is a man.
I think so.
I really do.
She didn't look bad when she was younger.
Now,
those old
wait,
pictures.
Listen. Every time I see a chick that I want to fuck now, I ask my wife, "Do you think that's a man?"
Just go flick him in the Adam's apple.
That's what I do. Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, "That's a man."
Okay.
That's
and then you start
crazy.
Out.
Because yeah. Mr. Rex opened my eyes, because before that...
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Rex. He thinks everyone's
I gotta say,
a train,
I just fucking...
There's a lot of them out
they,
there, man.
Well, if
you look
Asia,
at Barbara Bush...
Oh, man,
on, man,
that's a man.
That's a man, baby.
That's a man, man.
And if it's not, it's one ugly bitch.
Yeah, and that, I mean...
No, that's a man.
Okay.
Janet Reno?
Oh, man.
That's a man.
I think Nancy Pelosi is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great?
She's got some great cans.
She went to the same doctor. I don't know. Whatever. She's a fucking...
All right. You know what? You should write her a letter. Tell her.
Tell her sorry that your husband liked to have gay hammer sex.
Speaking of that, did you see that?
The guy got life
in prison without parole. Mm. It's like, you'd think he would have murdered the guy with an axe.
Bullshit.
Well, he just hit him in a hammer in his underwear.
And they gave him
kidnapping is one of the charges.
Well, insider trading's okay.
How do you get kidnapped at your own house?
And let the guy in and you're both in your underwear.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He kidnapped my sausage.
Dude, who likes that? That's some weird... Oh, man. These people are so weird.
Kidnappers wouldn't just answer the door.
With the hammer in the hand.
In their undies.
Absolutely. He's lucky he didn't get shot. I'm surprised he didn't get shot. But this is funny.
Well, the call was, my lover's a little off kilter today.
Yeah, my lover.
He's going to answer the door with a hammer in his undies. Don't shoot him.
And here's the other weird part, though. We all know that anybody with half of a fucking wrist can fucking smash someone's head so hard with a hammer that it would be lights out forever. How hard did the guy actually... I think this is a frame-up, man. Yeah, did he really even get hit in the head with a hammer?
Think about what would happen if you hit someone with a hammer.
Fucking left the guy retarded. I think it didn't happen.
Like, I think they were using it as a sex toy.
It didn't happen. That hammer was up his ass.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Was it a play hammer? Like, yeah, what the fuck?
The squeaky one?
Exactly. Because there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way.
So even a light tap, like
Kiki just said, a light tap with a hammer would fucking knock you for a loop.
It'd be bloody as fuck. Yeah. Well, I mean, even for...
It didn't happen.
A regular hit with a hammer?
Well, he's a Finook, though.
You're done.
He's a limp wrist Finook.
Yeah.
So right there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
But even
he's got a little sugar in the tank.
maybe they both had a hammer.
Or maybe the hammer was in the guy's ass, and then he tried to hit him in the head with
the hammer. I don't like hammer play. Hammer play sounds fun.
That's where he got that nickname. I was wondering.
But life in prison, man. They're letting illegals go that are raping and killing children.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
What the fuck, dude?
That's where his nickname Hammer Ass gets a whole new meaning.
Yeah,
he's gonna hammer that ass.
Well, he was some kind of Finook, though. Anyway, right?
Well, I would think so, Larry. I mean, you just don't. He said his lover was.
It seems like.
You don't answer the door.
It seems like he had the guy's phone number in advance, though. You never hear about them saying. We confiscated Paul Pelosi's phone and went through there, and lo and behold, there's 138,000 texts between him and...
Should I bring the hammer? Yeah.
Exactly.
First, he didn't call him when he broke into the house. He called him like a half an hour after he was in there.
Here's the other...
It didn't happen instantaneously.
Exactly. I think the move is actually called the Greasy Hammer.
Yeah. Greasy Hammer got out of control.
Exactly.
Nah, I think those two Finooks were all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And something ensued. Anal
nitrate started going.
Yeah. Coppers. Oh, man.
Yeah, something was going awry.
A little too much meth.
Yeah.
Something was going awry.
Nancy was out of town and shit, you know? Nancy was out of town.
She was drinking adrenochrome, fucking scaring children.
Uh-huh.
Well, they probably were having the same issue we were having. Camera wasn't working. Yeah. People were getting frustrated. Yeah.
You know, it's funny
I pull out the hammer, put it in my ass.
Here's the other thing, though. Here's the other great thing, though, is they have a security duty on detail at their fucking house, man. You know,
she wasn't home, though.
Yeah, so I don't know, he calls up security.
Paul Pelosi,
please turn the cameras off.
Hey, can you go give me some baby oil and some big rubbers and another hammer? We broke the handle off this one.
Yeah, this one's giving us splinters.
Should have stabbed him in the heart for the vampire.
With a metal handle?
Seriously, the claw's not sharp enough on this hammer.
Man.
Oh, man.
That is some fucked up shit.
It's fucked up that it's right in front of our faces, and this guy gets a life sentence. Like,
it's terrible.
What did he really do?
Answer the fucking ad on Craigslist for
Trump,
gay sex? I'd pardon
him. He'd be the first guy I pardon if I was Trump.
Me too.
Hammer ass.
And I,
that's your name
before any business.
That's it for your name now on, though. You have to change your name to Hammer Ass.
I can see Trump. First, I'm going to pardon good old Hammer Ass.
Also,
just to piss off Nancy.
You should buy him a tent for Nancy's yard.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna put, no, we need to fucking
start camping on
never ask it live
and
there.
Fucking hangman quarters right in front of her house. Put it right on a flatbed and just drive from politician's house to politician's house.
Pull them out.
One at a time.
Seriously.
And you know, fucking ape.
Oh, that would be a utopia, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Kiki's gotta go though.
Fred, what time are we looking at, kids? Oh yeah, shit.
Oh man. This is going to be a very precise fucking Larry and Needles episode.
Except for the beginning snafu.
Yeah, that's all right.
What happened in the beginning?
Well, we couldn't get recorded, yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys are going to ramble on like...
People didn't see that, though, because that was before we figured out.
Yeah, well, of course.
We had to download some new shit. Let me get my...
So fresh and so clean.
Right. Let me get my official exit theme ready here. I want to thank Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services. They could take care of whatever you got going on.
If you got a splinter,
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, seriously.
If you got a splinter up your ass, don't be aghast. Just call Tom's Free Clinic. I was going to say something else, though. But
all
right. Well, hey, double it up. Give Tom an extra shout out.
Something's on your balls. Don't be appalled. Call Tom's Free Clinic.
It's probably Tim Walls.
That's a goal. That's the money
that's
one
it.
Right there.
Peace. Like, follow, subscribe on Rumble. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, everybody. Join Rumble.
Yeah,
Rumble.
By the way, we're probably getting...
And if you want merch, man... Fucking send us a P.O. box to our fucking email address at LarryNeedlesShow@yahoo.com. We'll send you free merch, man. We got some really scandalous shit, man. You will be surprised.
Just surprise
lots
box.
Lots of swastikas and lots of stars.
Wow. We didn't say that.
I just did.
Oh. I think he did. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I think we're getting shadow banned on YouTube also.
We'll see if it goes
we're done
Rumble.
With YouTube, yeah.
All right, peace. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for tuning in.
Rumble.
That was a good
later.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
We all shut off.
That was good.